All right, ladies, how you doing? Hello, and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Day one listeners, big up yourself. And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG, so do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. Okay, we proud of our babies. We proud of everything we do. Okay, that's why I keep telling you, don't let nobody tell you you ain't no good mother. Yeah, I said it, you ain't no. Two negatives in that sentence. See, that's how I do it. Two negatives in that sentence made it a positive, okay? All right, okay. Y'all know I love to speak all different type of ways on this podcast. So if you just tuning in and you like, she mad ghetto. So what's wrong with that? What's up? Right? I gotta be me. The same way I encourage you to be you. Be you. The more you are gonna be you, is the more you're gonna allow my babies to be themselves. And I love that. Okay, this is a new day. This is a new mother. You are the quietest evolution. Let me tell you something. They wasn't ready for y'all. They was not ready for y'all. I'm telling you. And they're watching our babies to see how they grow and how they develop. And they're already changing their stories before we be like, oh, it's a broken home. Yo, I never understood that broken home concept. And I might have talked about this before, but let's get into it just a little bit. Then we're going to talk about our babies. I remember people saying that I had a broken home. Me, your auntie, the OG, got a broken home. I'm like, I got 7-foot giraffes up in my home. What you talking about? Big screen TVs. What you talking about? You know, I got sculptures and arts and things. Okay. Right now, y'all, I think I'm cute. I got orange chair covers on my kitchen, you know, on my little dining room set. What's up? And even when I was living in the projects, honey, my house was beautiful. You come in, there's plenty of food. You know what I'm saying? ACs in all the windows, okay? I had a brick coal apartment in them hot New York City summers in the projects. You know what I mean? So everywhere I've gone, my house has always had plenty, right? Plenty of everything, right? God loves me. My bathrooms are clean. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I know how to go to the dollar store, get me a vase, put them little bubbles, you know, them little clear little things. Little, I don't know what they are, y'all. But you put them in your vases, and I stick some flowers in it. Boom, I got, like, beautiful stuff up in my piece. What you talking about? What are you talking about? My mother was an artist. I have plenty of art on the walls. How is my home broken? Oh, it's broken because you ain't got a man. How? It never added up. It never made sense to me. Oh, but when the father's not in the home is broken. I'm like, do you know how many broken homes I know with the father in it? If the house is broke, it's broke. My house ain't broke. Okay, I got 2 sets of dishes. What you talking about? I got the good dishes and I got the other dishes that somehow just ended up being used at the same time. What you saying? We still use paper plates. Okay, so how is my home broken? How? Because you ain't got nothing else to say, do you? We live good, okay? And even if I lived in a room, I'm going to live good. Even if I'm in a shelter, I'm going to live nice. I'm going to have the cleanest little space in that shelter you could believe. I don't care if I lived in a roach motel. It's going to be the cleanest roach motel you have ever conjured up, ladies. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. Get out of here. Please. Yes, I got white confidence on my bed. What you talking about? Get out of here. I don't care if I got my shower curtains from the dollar store and put two or three up at one time. Come on now, we living good. Get out of here. What you mean broken? So I would get offended by that. So now they're changing their tone, y'all. They're like, oh, if the mom is educated. Come on now, I miss with all that. Y'all know I ain't finished college. If the mom is educated, then the children will have different experiences because y'all don't have nothing else to say. Meanwhile, I would have friends. They got men, they got husbands, they got all this stuff going on, and they live like me. They didn't live like me and my kids. You know what I'm saying? And they talk about my house broken. So it's two people in there and they can't make ends meet. They house is together because it's a father, mother, and children. It's me. I don't got no bickering, no arguing. We making it happen. We putting on music. We dancing. Okay. You know what I mean? A Sunday, we got the spread. Okay. We are doing what we got to do. We going on trips. We seeing things. We going to the movies. What you talk about? My kids are experiencing different things because I know how important it is to give my children different experiences, whether I spend money or not. You know, ladies, I'll tell you, be easy, y'all. Find them free experiences for your children. My house is broken? No, 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 no. Somebody sat in some room and they made that up as a part of the propaganda so that single mothers can feel bad about standing up for themselves, running decent households and homes. You know what I'm saying? Please. Now, is every single mother on point? No. No. But neither is every a married couple or whoever, cohabitating or whatever. You know, they need to cut it out. So, ladies, don't you ever let anybody tell you your children, my babies, are being raised in a broken home. Ain't nothing broke about your home. Your home is fine. It's just fine. Okay? You up here putting pine sol on your floors and stuff. Okay? Saturday mornings you got bacon, eggs, hash browns, okay, waffles. Some of y'all cute. You got your little Belgian waffles, okay. Oh, you got your nice little cereals, okay. You're not wrong with some Fruit Loops. I don't care what nobody say. Feed the kids that. Shut up. Let a kid have a Fruit Loop, okay. Let them eat something nice and good on a Saturday morning. Come on. How is that a broken home? This is why we have to be careful, because if we start believing, oh, my household is broken, it's gonna be broken. It's gonna be broke, right? But you up in here creating memories, phenomenal human beings, you're doing a great job, and they want you to believe, even though you're well organized and you are right and exact, that your home is broken. You're right. I got your broken home, all right. I got your broken home. You know this is a PG show. I want to say some more, but I can't. Crazy. Y'all kids got 2, 3, 4, 5 pair of shoes. I was growing up, I had 2 pair of shoes. Okay? 2 pair of shoes at a time. God forbid, can't go over that. Go over that, it's a problem. But you can wear those. Y'all here taking Christmas pictures, Easter pictures, these daggone autumn pictures with the kids. Y'all going to studios with the kids. You know your auntie have her iPhone now. That's my professional cameraman. And y'all killing it. Y'all killing it. But it's a broken home. Oh, please. I want to say something, but I can't, y'all. And I just had coffee. I want to say something. But yeah, time to go kick rocks. But now that I got that off my chest, now that your auntie has gotten that off her chest, I just want to wish you a happy Saturday. I want to wish you a happy Saturday. I hope that today is a day of recovery and rest for you. Because I know we work all week, you know, we in school, we working, some of us are working and going to school, some of us are working and having outside businesses and everything. I want to wish you a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. I want you to just get yourself together, girl. Get yourself together. Okay, take some time to be with yourself. Go slow today. You know, just go slow. You ain't got to go fast. Ain't no rush today. It's no rush today, right? Take a deep breath and relax if you can, right? If you can, right? And if you're gonna be like me, like this weekend I'm staying home because when I run all weekend it kind of like really like gets to me, like I don't feel like I haven't rested, so I'm gonna spend this Saturday at home. And I remember when I would have my Saturdays at home when the girls were little and we just did nothing, I would make sure that I had something available for them to do just in case, you know, they got little kid bored. You know, little kids get little kid bored. So you sitting and you relaxing and they looking at you like, what are we gonna do? I'm bored, right? And just remember too, when they're in school, when they're in daycare and in school, they have all of their time scheduled out, right? So they're used to changing things after a certain amount of time. So when you hear your child say, I'm bored, right? It's because they're used to changing things at a certain time. They're used to doing this, right? It's a lot of stimulation. It is. So what I would do, I didn't know this, trust me, this is hindsight. I didn't know this, right? That they would get bored because they were used to doing something at that time of the day and their body was already programmed to do something at that time of the day. They did it for 5 days a week, you know, during that week. And on Saturday, that slowdown, their body is still saying, hey, no, we're supposed to be doing something. So if they come to you and they're like, I'm bored. Have something available for them to do, right? Now, this most simplest thing you can have for them to do is good old-fashioned crayons and paper. Blank white sheets of paper. Okay, it's a simple thing. Okay, it's a simple thing. It's a beautiful thing. And you can get, I don't know, a lot of paper for $3.49. Okay, don't be cheap. Go on over to Walmart and get a stack of paper and have that in your house. Okay, some of y'all are like, what? Yeah, you heard me. I ain't playing. Right? Don't be acting like that, giving them lime paper to draw on. But if that's all you got, that's all you have. Right? But give them some paper. And why I say get them that big stack of white paper? Because if you get the beautiful, colorful sheets of paper, it ain't gonna be that much in there. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, ladies. Come on. Right? Just good old-fashioned white paper, crayons, color. That's it. It's inexpensive. It's fun. It costs you nothing, really. You know, you can sit there, you can watch them, or you can color with them. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Right? Now, I've seen this happen time and time again, and I just want to make sure that you're being mindful of what's going on when your children are coloring, okay? All right, somebody like that, Auntie, you got something to say about that too? Yeah, I do, actually, because I know a lot of people don't know what's going on when your child colors, right? One, if you give them a sheet of paper, you are teaching your child to keep everything in this one area. Keep it here. Right? Not on the walls. Stop coloring on my walls, please. Right? They're learning it goes on this paper. Mommy says it goes on this paper right here. Mommy is teaching the child spatial abilities. Everything goes here. And that's the you know, the beginning of them learning how to color in lines and color inside of objects, right? So we already said that they learn that all of this goes onto one page. So you're reinforcing what they're learning in school, right? You are, right? And this all depends on the child's age and ability. I'm not going to give you ages and stages because every child learns on their own level. And that's the part people get on my nerves with. They don't want to understand that children learn on their own level. Okay. All right. I've had a 2-year-old who could read my name. It was amazing. She could read all the other children's names and knew their birthdays. 2 years old. Right. And then I've had 2-year-olds that really didn't care. They wanted to go and do what a 2-year-old do. And that's called rec shop, okay? They're like, give me this and give me that. And I'm going to knock all of this down. You know, so we don't know who's doing what. I don't get into that. You know, that's never how I ran my preschools. Because I just want kids to be kids. If this you the 2-year-old who like to read, okay, so read. All right, let's hone into that. But if you're the 2-year-old who just want to walk around and dance off of, you know, listen to Baby Shark, what's up? We gonna do that Baby Shark, you know? I don't know what's the new song out nowadays, but that Baby Shark had his time. Ooh, it had his time. By you sitting with your child, or just, you know, even sitting next to them while they color, and you are showing that mommy really, really loves what you're doing. You are building your child's confidence. This is how you build, right? We build, mothers. We don't destroy. And do me a favor. When your child comes to you or they say, look, mommy, look, mama, you know, they want to show you what they did. Do not stand there and look strange. Okay. Now, I'm going to say this in a nice way. I have to re-record this part because the way I say it didn't sound too nice. And y'all know I'm careful with what I say to you. I don't want y'all standing up there looking strange when the child come over to you with their picture and say, look, mommy, look what I did. Look what I did. You had the crayons. You had the paper. It took me 18 sheets of paper to get this art together for you, mommy. Okay? I want you to say something strange like, what is that? Don't ask the child, what is that? Okay? Don't do that. Don't do that. No, because you're supposed to know what it is. Okay? What you can say to the child is, this is so beautiful. Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. Can you tell me about the picture? Right? See? You see how that sounds different? Can you tell me about your picture? Can you tell me what happened? It looks like a story. What happened in this picture? Doesn't that sound better than what is this? What's that? You know, I've heard adults say that to children's art, and I'm saying you can't see what it is? Picture me. It don't even make sense, right? Picture me saying, oh wow, you can't see what it is. And I would turn to the child and say, tell her what it is, please, because I don't know why she can't see it. And I'm looking at the teacher like, don't say that. Do not ask them, what is this? Because they're going to think something's wrong with you because you can't see. Okay, so just do me a favor. Ask those important questions. Say it, you know, in a way so your child understands that mommy is smart, but I want you to tell me the story. And once that child realizes you are listening to the story about their picture, confidence straight out the roof. Okay. And then don't stop there, mommies. I listen. I know it's Saturday and you're relaxing, but this will take you 10 minutes. Okay. Walk over to the refrigerator, right? And you put the picture up. If the child has drawn 2 or 3 pictures, you know, sometimes the refrigerator get full. And I don't know, you got children like mine, they would go up to the refrigerator and remember their art and say, where's my picture? Where's my picture? Anybody ever that ever happened to you? And you sitting there like, oh shoot, did I throw that picture away? Don't do that. We'll just find another place to put the picture. You could move it to their room and say, you know what? We're going to make an art wall right here in your room, in this little space right here. Okay. So once it's spent this time in the refrigerator, I have to make space for a new picture. Okay. Because I know you're going to have a lot of pictures. Your child's going to look at you and say, yup, yup. Because, you know, at this point, they're an artist. Okay. You move it over to the room. You put that new picture on the refrigerator. If it's multiple pictures, ask them which one they like the best, and you're going to put the best ones up or the best one up. Some of y'all are saying, auntie, why you say this now? Because I have my refrigerator is full of pictures. But this is a way to show them that I love your art. look, it's on the refrigerator. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you've done. This is your home. This is your refrigerator. Okay? Don't be the one of them parents. It's my refrigerator. My this, my that. I hate them parents that claim everything in the house. Get on my nerves. Right? But it shows the child you belong here. And what you do is valuable here. And I love you. This is why in schools, they put the children's work up in the schools. Do you understand? Right? I always make sure my children could see their art in the home, in my home, and in my centers. They have to be able to see what they do. And also, ladies, before I get out of here, remember, it's the process that we're looking for. We're not looking for the end results in any art activities we do with our babies. It is the process, right? They're learning colors. They're learning how to keep everything on one page. They're learning how to experiment with different colors, right? This is an amazing thing. Their fine motor skills are being enhanced, right? Okay, so you're doing more than what you think you're doing just by having a white sheet of paper and some crayons. And again, don't be cheap. I'm playing. But get you a stack of printing paper, right? If you find a child that's using 18, 20 sheets of paper a day, just stack together five, you know, and staple it or something. Say, here you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. Okay. I mean, you could tell them to write on the backs, even though I hate it when people told me to write on the back of the paper. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here you go. Guess what you just taught them? How to count. I told you are magical. Anyway, I'm going to get on up out of here. I want to thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with the OG. And ladies, if no one has told you today that they love you, I want you to know that Auntie loves you. Remember, your house is not broken. Your house is just fine.
On that body, babe, you go take my breath away. Oh wow, she go make magic in the bedroom, and I can't wait. Big mood, in love with you forever. Yeah, no day I wanna odo ejinye la lo me. Ame budek pek pe ma hotepe o. Yeah, you bring the energy that I need to charge my life. And me fit do you no wrong, baby. Yeah. And you are the time of my life. You are the time of my life. Yeah. You brought the days to my nights. And you brought the days to my forever. Nights. Forever. Yeah, forever. I can't put it.